Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Ariana is married, Kim's telling all, and we have two new interviews, one with Pink and one with Gabrielle Union. Damn, do we have enough time for all of this? Thank God I have Kim Whitley and Selling Sunset star Chrishell South here to break it all down with me. Are you guys ready?
Of course.
Let's do it.
Well, Ariana Grande is a married lady, y'all. She tied the knot with Dalton Gomez in a private ceremony at her home over the weekend. Now, this comes just 5 months after he popped the question with this diamond and pearl ring. Now, a source tells E! It was a beautiful day and very romantic. It was perfect and just what Ari wanted. What was your reaction when you heard this news?
I mean, I'm excited for her.
Yes.
I feel like, you know, I think we're all rooting for her. I don't know if she can do a sequel to that song with more exes. She did it. It was great. We love it. Like, I hope this is it for her. I love that.
Oh, I absolutely am happy for her. You know, I always think like she's a baby.
You gotta let her grow up.
That's the thing. We cannot let her grow up. I'm like, is she old enough to get married? She looks like, because she's so petite, she looks young. So you're like, oh, I hope that this works out because she's been with so many superstars and now she has a regular guy who is real estate.
Real estate. You brought up something really interesting that she was with all these superstars before. And a lot of people say, oh, I think it works because this guy's not famous. But I actually think it works because for the first time in her very young life, she got a chance to stop and think and live and be normal.
Yes.
And the pandemic kind of forced her to be a regular person for a second. And she got to know this guy. I am happy. Like, as a gay man, I will be honest, I'm pissed I didn't get a full spread in Vanity Fair. I'm so mad it wasn't on an island with 400 people. But I'm happy she got to do the wedding like she wanted to and not make it a circus.
Right, but you gotta also remember, because of the pandemic, where we would say, oh, they were dating for a year or they were in this pandemic, when you're with someone every single day, they've really been dating for 2 years. We gotta double everything.
Yes.
We gotta double
so
it up.
True.
Because you are with, usually you're working, you're on the road, you're doing concerts, you're not in each other's space, but they really got a chance to get to know each other because of this pandemic. I mean, if you can get married or stay in a relationship during this pandemic, that means it's true love. Like, you're gonna make it.
I do.
That is the test.
I agree with that. Let me ask you a question. I say that a lot, apparently.
apparently.
Your first wedding, would you do it with just 30 people, or was that like off the table? Like, you wanted the big bridal moment, you wanted that whole thing? Because Kim and I have never been married.
I feel like every girl's got to have a couple, so, you know, you get that first one out of the way.
I agree,
honey.
You know, you figure out what you want to, you know, what you'll do the next time that you didn't do the first time, at least, you know. But I will say, you know, he is in real estate, so maybe those, you know, Selling Sunset producers are going to give him a call because I want to see Ariana on our show.
Okay, I am here for that moment. Can we switch gears to something else going on?
What?
Honey, from married to divorce, Bill and Melinda Gates' separation is getting more dramatic than a Lifetime movie. The Wall Street Journal dropped an explosive article reporting on Bill's affair with a Microsoft employee and citing sources who said that is the reason why he stepped down from the board. Now, Bill's rep admits to E! That he had an affair, but says that this was not the reason why he left his position. Girl, somebody better call Mona Scott Young, because this should be on Love and Chip Hop, okay? This is crazy. I gotta know, do you think this revelation will hinder Bill's reputation? Like, is it gonna hurt it?
No, I really don't think it's... Once you get to that status, because he's done so much, even for the world, you know, their organization, and you know, unfortunately, he feels pretty powerful and pretty rich, unless it comes out that he was like hashtag me tooing somebody. But if it was a mutual situation, a mutual affair, it happens.
But why am I hate that I think this way. Like, men on that level, probably cheat. Why do I think that?
Because they do.
No,
it's absolutely the truth. I got men who are $100 heirs. They cheat.
Oh my God.
You can't help it, but imagine a billionaire when you can have everything in the world, and that's what billionaires and people get in trouble. When you're used to getting everything you want, you can buy anything.
But that's my problem. Because after reading all the articles and taking in all the information, we heard that Melinda would let Bill go away with his side piece for a week in a cabin somewhere. Yes. And do his thing. The problem comes when you embarrass me. Why would you have an affair where somewhere where I walk every single day, have people knowing your business and have me in the dark? That's why I think Melinda is, personally, this is not, you know, I have no fact, but I think Melinda's side is leaking all this information because you embarrass somebody and don't ever embarrass a
woman.
That
is the rule. Well, you know how men are, but that is the rule. You know, do your dirt. First of all, don't do it right here in my playground. Do your dirt somewhere else. How dare you? Because don't bring anything home. I don't need any diseases, no extra kids.
There are
rules to the game. I don't care how rich you are.
Right?
Do not embarrass me.
Going on with your second, you know, you're about to have the second moment in your life. You're young, you're hot, and you're on the market.
Thank you.
Could you ever see yourself being in an open relationship?
You know, I would have never even considered that back in the day at all. I'm from the Midwest. We're very traditional. Mm-hmm. But I'm starting to think, you know, is it possible that people can be monogamous their whole life? I mean, I have yet to find... Maybe those men exist. I don't know. So,
my daddy. Hey, daddy. Married 54 years. Hey, William Whitley.
Okay, so they do exist. They're out there somewhere.
Back in the day, they
exist. You would be open to a non-traditional relationship. More open than you were back in the cut.
Right now, I'm just open.
Hilarious. I love it.
I love a Midwest girl.
I was going to say, I'm a Midwest. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Very Midwest values. But then I got out to L.A., honey. Ooh, Lord.
And she lost it.
It is the devil out here.
But does that come with age? Or does that come with experience? Get to a moment where you're like, maybe I could pull a Melinda, let you go to a cabin and chill out with
$130 billion. Absolutely. It comes with age. It comes with where you're living and the people around you. It comes with experience. You know, and then it comes with when you're open and you travel and you look at other cultures. And then you start saying, okay. You go over to Africa and the man got 7 wives. You're like, and they all getting along, one taking care of the kids, one taking care of the house. It is what it is.
It is what it is. There's another part to this story, and I think it's very interesting, that Bill Gates was only leaving each of his kids $10 million of his $130 billion fortune. Now there are reports that Melinda is trying to get that changed. But before, Bill would always say, Melinda and I decided as a team that we're not going to leave our kids everything because it will ruin them. Do you think Melinda is right to have that reversed and to get her kids more money?
Well, I feel like a mama bear is always going to look out for her kids, you know? And I'm sorry, he has all that. And if you raise them the right way, then they'll be able to be smart with how they... It doesn't mean they can't use it to give back, you know?
Yeah.
I would be the same way. If I was mom, I'd be like, no, I'm going to look out for my kids, so...
Because you know why? Because the second wife go come through and her kids are going to be living big.
You better
Meanwhile,
say it.
Your kids are going to be sitting here in a $10 million house. Look, I could do a lot with $10 million. I could do a bitch could do a lot with $10 million, okay?
not when you're raised under billions.
That's the problem. Tori Spelling had the same issue, and I blame her parents. They set her up. They gave her this fabulous life. She had a gift wrapping room. She had a bowling alley. Candy had 3 wigs in a 14,000-square-foot house by themselves.
Absolutely.
And you grow up like this, and the minute they cut you off, all of a sudden, you don't know how to deal with credit cards. You don't know what a credit line is. And you're setting them up for failure. I feel like Melinda is doing the right thing because those second kids are going to get everything.
And she got to be smart about it. If you don't want your kids to get it all in one bulk, give them $1 billion a year. Or if they give them $10 million, you can do it as they age or as they do things successful. They're smart enough. They have lawyers that can set it up how they can divvy out the money. But you're not going to give my kids $30 million or whatever that is when we have over 100-something billion. But you want to give it to the world.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I get it, help the world, all of that. But make sure my children are okay so they can help the world and teach them. What is that Bible phrase? Teach them in the way they will go.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
That's what you got
to
do. Now, you want kids, do you?
I would like to, yeah.
How
I got one for you. He's 10 years old.
How did you grow up? Were you growing up in a family where you kind of sort of were comfortable, or did you have to work?
Oh, no. We had a scratch and claw for everything. We had nothing. So I feel like there's something to that. It really does make you, you know, be really resourceful on your own. So I understand the thinking behind not wanting to just give them all of that. But like you said, they've already grown up this way. And I feel like you can, if you, you know, make sure you raise them the right way so that they use the money for good.
And yeah. Absolutely. And let me thank my father and my mother because we were pretty well off. And I didn't understand. And we grew up in Shaker Heights, Ohio. And all my friends had cars at 16. And I was like, I know 16th birthday, I'm getting a car.
Nothing. Look, you have 2 feet.
Right. They were like, you will buy your first car yourself. We want you to learn. I was like, but I understand it now.
And now Joshua's going to do the same thing.
Oh, Joshua will take the bus. He's 30.
Oh, okay. My God. You guys, I'm done with you. Up next, my drunken interview with Pink. She's holding nothing back on marriage, sex, and family. Plus, the celeb who just made a surprising baby announcement. You won't believe this next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Breaking news, Naomi Campbell is a mom. The 50-year-old supermodel shared this photo on Instagram, writing, "A beautiful blessing has chosen me to be her mother." Congratulations, Naomi.
I am so happy for her.
And at 50, do your thing.
At 50, good girl, honey.
Do your thing.
She done had her own grandbaby. Me too.
I love Naomi, Janet. They're like giving hope for all the ladies that, you know, focus on their careers first.
Yes.
So I'm like, I love this.
I think older women make better moms. They do. When you're young, you're running out and you're trying to, once you've gotten a little older and you got a little more money, It helps, especially when you're single.
But don't get too crazy, because the older you get, the less energy you have.
Oh, well, I didn't say that. Oh, no.
But a 16-year-old, 75 is a little tough.
But when you have more money, you got more help.
I heard that.
Okay, that's what happens with that. So Naomi, she ain't got to run around that much. She got plenty of money.
She got plenty of money.
Because when that baby ran for me at a certain age, he ran across the street, was running, and I was like, and I looked over at the babysitter. I was like, you're going to have to catch him. But I can't.
You know what else I heard? I heard I had a few glasses of wine last night and hit the red carpet with Pink. She opened up about everything from mom guilt to makeup sex. And by the way, face shields and masks do not protect you from technical difficulties. So look at this.
Oh, God.
She's dying laughing already.
Oh, my God.
We got the camera working.
Hey, by the way, if you guys didn't know, we had technical issues. I had 2 glasses of wine. I barely knew where I was. I had to look at the backdrop.
After 2 glasses?
Oh, yeah, girl, I'm a lightweight.
All right.
I've been in a pandemic. How are you guys tonight?
I'm good. I'm not a lightweight.
I'm surprised to see you standing here 15 years married during a pandemic. I would either be single or in jail or on Dateline. How did you guys survive this? I'm telling you.
Day by day, my friend. Day by day.
I always felt like I was in the I don't need a man club, and you were the president of that.
I was.
And then when
but
you got...
I'm still in that club, but I just happen to have a wonderful man by my side. But I don't neither one of us need each other. We want each, we choose each other. Would you agree?
I agree. Definitely.
So you're saying you don't need me?
Pink, all I know so far.
Yep.
As a mother, I know a lot of times moms blame themselves for not making every footstep. For you, as a working mom, how long did it take you to really grapple around that guilt?
I don't not have guilt. I have guilt every day. I beat the crap out of myself as a mom, but I constantly check in with them, and they're very joyous little people. And so I must be doing something right. I hit the lottery with our kids.
There's no way a mother can walk away from her babies and not think about them every single second.
Was there one thing that went into this movie that you were like, no ma'am, not today?
No.
They didn't really catch any arguing between Carrie and I. We fight well.
But what happens after the fighting? I want to know.
Days and days of silence.
Come on. You guys are two hot people. There must be some hot makeup sex.
With a four-year-old sleeping in your bed.
Nope. Don't touch me.
I love her. I tell you, I love Pink.
She literally was like, nope, silence.
No, she was like, nope, don't touch me. 15 years. After year two, you're like this. I'm over you. Yeah,
you guys,
you're cute, but hey.
Pink's documentary, All I Know So Far, launches Friday on Amazon Prime. You have got to see this. Uh-huh. Now I have a question for you out there. Would you tell your children about your mistakes in life? Or even worse, would you show them? That's the question Kim Kardashian and Scott Disick are debating in this sneak peek of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
At some point, they're just going to be like, I want to see.
I don't really want to explain like who Chris Humphries is. See,
that is your life, that is your past. And at some point, they're going to be interested in seeing everything. They're either going to do it without us or with us.
I get that. And I'd rather do it with. I'd rather be that parent. But I'm just not ready for the kids to see it yet.
I agree.
Recently, my kids have asked to watch the show, but I'm really hesitant. I think just because I'm going to have to, me personally, I'm going to explain a lot.
You know, I forget, like, you know, when you're older, you forget what happens in childhood. Like, those kids are going to go to school and be like, my mommy said your mommy was married for 72 days. Oh. Like, you ain't got to tell your kids shit. Because other kids will let them know exactly what was going on.
Oh, yeah. She's going to have to be ready for that. Because you forget. You forget about your life and what you went through. And then your kids come back in like, ooh, I got to explain that. But you're not thinking about that at the time because you don't have kids.
And that's a good warning for social media. Because, I mean, I know not everybody has their own reality show. But it is social media. And this stuff does not die like it did, you know, when we grew up without all this craziness. So be careful what you put out there, because this could come back when you might have to be having that conversation with your kids.
Actually a really good
point. Everything is going to come back. I had a reality show about my son called Raising Whitley, and my son is 10 now. Do you think he has not gone back and watched the show on YouTube? Like, I keep it off. I was like, he can't go get it. He won't be able to get it. One day I walked by, heard my voice. I was like, what are you watching?
You can't take it back.
Oh my God. He started asking questions. I was like, not ready.
Right? But it's so crazy because if you think about it, like my parents' generation, the things that they thought were embarrassing or were huge deals, like babies out of wedlock and divorces, wouldn't make the generation under me flinch.
Right.
So in your mind, because you went through the mistake and because you lived through it, you always make it a bigger deal. I always say my favorite time is Christmas time or Thanksgiving, because my favorite thing to do at Christmas is to find my drunkest aunt and sit next to her, and she will tell me all the tea about my mother.
Yes.
So for me, I prefer to hear it from her after three Alizés and a cocktail, because the story is a lot more interesting. But if my mother would have just told me, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But now I have, like, I have the extended version.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the director's cut over here.
Oh, yeah, I could get, my mother could have a cocktail, and I don't have to wait for my aunt. My mother would eventually bend over and say, you know what I used to do?
Yes! Oh, my God. Keep It Up with the Kardashians airs Thursday nights at 8 here on E! Coming up, are J-Lo and Ben making a huge mistake? Our relationship expert is here to discuss the pros and cons of getting back with that old thing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. The Bennifer reunion has the streets talking, so relationship expert Diane Valentine is here to help us figure out when it's okay to get back with an ex. I'm going to go ahead and put this disclaimer out, Dan. Okay. You are not here to read my ass like you normally do. This is a safe zone.
It's not about you today.
Thank you. Okay, Pink and Carrie Hart split up and got back together. NeNe Leakes remarried her husband, Greg. When you're getting back with an ex, what do you have to look for to make sure that it can work the second time around?
You know, the first thing you have to remember is to proceed with caution. Right? Women have a tendency to only remember the best parts of a relationship. But when you break up with somebody, you must remember it in its totality. Mm. Now, if the breakup was okay and it was amenable and you went your separate ways, why not give it another shot?
Oh, well, that brings me to Bennifer. What do you have to say about that? Because that's what everybody's talking about.
Listen, Jennifer is my hero. She don't let no dust rest under her feet.
Exactly.
It is like a line of men waiting for the next man to come along. So I am here for her. And Ben, I think they were meant to be way back when, and I'm glad they are rekindling it.
So you don't think it was too soon after broken engagement? You think she's ready to just jump back in?
It was quick.
It was quick.
It was quick.
But look, what I will say is men can't be single. They go from one relationship to the next almost overnight. But when women do it, we are criticized for it. I admire Jennifer for it. Why wait?
But let me ask you this question.
Listen.
Because when you say that, what about if you're married and then you jump right into the next relationship, or you're not even divorced yet and you jump right back into it? I'm just saying.
Marriage is a little different.
Okay, just want to clear that up.
But keep in mind that when people break up, when the relationship ends, even if it's a marriage, it was over long before they finally said goodbye.
The truth.
Hello. Yes. So by the time you finally say goodbye, you'd be like, not only am I wore out, heartbroken, I am ready for somebody.
And I've already been cheating anyway.
Wait, Diane. Oh. Diane, your man comes back to you. He says, I've changed.
Yes.
How long do you have to sleep with one eye open until you can truly trust that man again?
Baby, for the rest of your life.
Wait.
For the rest of your life.
But that is horrible to have to live like that.
Listen, look, it is your natural instinct to self-persevere. Mm-hmm. Right? You have to protect yourself, your emotions, your own well-being at all costs.
Yeah.
I mean, people fall in and out of love every day. I'm not ridiculous.
Well, but I mean, just like, okay, well, a lot of famous people have had...
Infidelity.
Yes. You know, we have Cardi B, and we have Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yes.
Our famous couples who we love. But they got back together. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's possible for, you know, you have a little affair? I do. and then you get back together.
I think that it is always possible. And you know, it's really something about the fact when men have affairs, right? I don't know if it triggers something in women, but it's almost like, oh, so everybody don't think you an ass. Maybe I'm the only one who does. Or maybe I should rethink that. Somebody was waiting to pick you up that quickly, right? And I think it makes us kind of like rethink, was this a good decision?
Or did I give up too soon?
But let's give it up to the OG.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton.
She stayed.
Listen.
She was the first one to show you how to do it.
She said, you're not moving me out of my house.
Not today.
But sometimes it's what you needed to know to get out of my house.
Yes.
Like, you know what? Like, I deserve more than this. I feel like every situation is different.
Especially if they bring a baby home. Okay.
Thank you.
You better stop it.
Can we not mention names?
Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Because I say that a lot. Whenever it's like you get back into a couple and like, let's say a woman's like, I want to check your phone. Mm-hmm. I need to have access to that phone at all times when I want it. Okay. Is that too much?
Absolutely.
But why?
Because I'm grown. I'm going to be where I'm at. And if you cannot deal with the fact that I had an indiscretion, I've apologized for it. I've done my best to make amends for it. Let's move on. If you're going to stay in the relationship, you have to let that go.
You cannot carry that baggage because it won't work.
Ooh.
And checking somebody's phone, I mean, that's ridiculous. It's childish. Let it go. Because he's going to do what he wants to do anyway.
You guys, Diane Valentine came here to give it to us. Tell everybody where they can find your book.
Amazon.com, Going the Distance for Love.
You guys, do it. Still ahead, Emma Stone reveals what happened when she came face to face with her crush, Leo DiCaprio. Plus, Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade are telling me all about their shady baby secrets. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, and hear the stories for today's Hollywood Minute. Emma Stone just shared the most surreal moment of her life. She went on SiriusXM's The Jess Cagle Show and explained what she was thinking when she won her Oscar in 2017 for La La Land.
Leonardo DiCaprio. That was what was going through my mind. I had seen Titanic 7.5 times in theaters. He was the love of my life.
The Los Angeles Police Department is investigating T.I. and his wife Tiny for allegedly drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2005. Earlier this month, a different Las Vegas woman filed a report accusing the couple of committing similar crimes in 2010. An attorney for T.I. and Tiny told us they deny the allegations and have not been contacted by law enforcement. And if Nick Jonas looked uncomfortable on The Voice last night, it's because he was. He says he cracked a rib after falling off his bike, but it didn't stop him from giving one of his contestants a standing ovation later in the show. And that's your Hollywood Minute. Justin, you're talking to Nick in a few hours, right?
I am. He is getting ready to host the Billboard Music Awards this weekend. So I'll be talking to him right after the show, and we'll have that all for you guys tomorrow. But today, Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade's baby girl is 2 years old now, and she can drop a side eye like the best of them. They told me who she learned that from and why they call her shade a superpower. Remember when your parents used to blare music at 8:30 on a Saturday morning for no damn reason but to wake your ass up?
Yeah. You're like, is that the smell of bleach? Yes, it is.
Yeah. I gotta ask you, are you guys the type of parents who are like, I work my ass off Monday through Friday, sometimes Saturday, Sunday, so I'm gonna walk around with no wig, no bra, and we gonna just hang out?
Yes.
Yes. That is us, like, well, how we dress right now, this is just for you, Justin. This ain't, on a Saturday, we'll be real in our robes and some Uggs, that vibe.
Shady Baby, now on paper. I have to know, where'd you guys get the idea for this, besides the fact that you are raising the shadiest baby on the internet?
She was very clear when she came into the world, and we all thought it was like a little weird, you know, I mean, to have a baby so young to be able to get facial expressions and, you know, using her eyes. But then we realized what it came from. And as my wife talked about, you know, it's about the reaction to other people, right? And so it's a reaction to people like, give me a baby, baby. And she like, what are you doing?
Why you all the baby talk? Like, anybody do baby talk over here? Like, speak to me normal. But yeah, she's, it's just her reactions to poor behavior. So we were like, I think that could be a children's book where we turn shade into your superpower. Shade is just acknowledging something bad is happening or not so great is happening. And when a little black girl can help lead those corrections and use her voice, let's do that. And then we just added jokes and fun and some glam, you know, to kind of round it out and fully kind of put our stamp on it.
Now she is the Thanos of shade. Okay, she throws shade like an Avenger. I need to know, who does she get it from? Because I've seen you throw the side eye on the red carpet, and I've been at a Heat game in the fourth quarter, down by 10, and you get that fourth foul, and you can see that lip from a mile away.
Well, it's definitely a combination. I would say in the midst of this combination, it may be like 70-30, maybe, you know.
Well, she stole his whole face, so it's him, but it's me. It's like, you know, I feel like she got his face and got my soul.
I read a comment somewhere, and it was the funniest thing I've ever read, that, quote, the reason why Dwayne Wade made a wine company was because his wife was spending so much on it, end quote. Is that the truth?
Who knows us?
Yeah.
Who is that? Who knows us? Well, that's not the exact reason, but when I did start the wine company, I had to go to the expert over here about, hey, this is something that I'm thinking about getting into. Tell me all about it, because she's been drinking since she was 12. So, you know.
Lies, Mom. Lies. You are.
Oh, your mom don't know this yet?
I mean, not the specifics.
Oh, sorry, Mom.
Do not be blowing up her spot.
I'm going to talk about
snitches. I mean, like Mike's Hard Lemonade drinking, you know?
Anyway, I had an experimental youth that led.
I love that. I grew up in the South, so 12 years old was like, go right ahead. It's common knowledge. Just do it. I heard a rumor that during the pandemic, you had been hiding in your bathroom to get some alone time. I gotta know, how long did it take everybody to figure out that that's what you were doing in there?
Probably this interview. Because there's something about saying that you have a gastrointestinal issue. Nobody asks follow-up. They're like, yeah, take your time. Nobody questions it. And you can buy yourself about 30 minutes, sometimes more. And then eventually they'll start knocking and your feet will get numb.
Y'all, that shade Dwayne Wade threw about the drinking at 12.
Oh, yeah, I love them together. They are funny. A lot of people don't know how funny Gabrielle Union is. She is actually, like, she could have been a stand-up. She's that funny. So those two together and that baby, let me tell you something, hysterical.
Hysterical. You guys, the book is amazing. Shady Baby is available now wherever you get books. Coming up this weekend, it's all about Ariana, Billy, Dua, Meg, and Justin. I mean, Taylor. But who will come out on top? Our bold predictions for the Billboard Music Awards. Plus, the giant mystery we just uncovered about the next season of The Bachelorette. Don't go anywhere. The Billboard Music Awards are Sunday, and it's gonna be fire. So many amazing artists are nominated, but who will be victorious? Up first, the top female artists, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Dua Lipa, Meg Thee Stallion, and Taylor Swift. Kim, who are you picking?
I'm going with my girl, Ariana Grande.
The forever girl, the one who can't grow up.
Yeah, that's the little girl. She's been around, even though she's only 12, she's been around for at least 13 years.
That would be a wedding gift for her.
I love her. I love her.
You know what? I think that she is an unbelievable artist. I love, you know, all of her music. I love her vocals. But there was not another female who had the year that Meg Thee Stallion had. From Savage to WAP to that album to that Grammy performance, I think when you think about somebody coming into this, the Billboards love to give it to a new ingenue. And Meg Thee Stallion is the one.
How do you pick? I mean, the women are killing it.
Yes.
Ari, Meg, Taylor. Yes. I can't pick. I mean, but I will say Ariana, like, she just got married, so part of me now wishes that would be a really cool, like, wedding gift to herself.
100%. But voting happened a few weeks ago, so she's not going to get it.
Oh.
Another category to watch is top selling song. This one includes The Weeknd, BTS, Gabby Barrett, and Meg Thee Stallion is nominated twice. Once for WAP and the other for Savage. Chrishell, top selling song. Who you going with?
Okay, I'm not torn on this one. WAP is my jam. I've still been blasting it from the beginning till now. I just have it on repeat. It's so hard to beat this song. I think it should win everything.
Did you attempt to do the challenge?
Oh, no, I could not. Dancing with the Stars did not teach me those moves. That's what I wish they had taught me.
Okay. You know what? This is the thing. Absolutely. She has two songs. She's fantastic. I see that she has two nominations. She might get it, but I'm going with BTS. They're
really
international. I mean, Megan might be, but we're talking about the world. These little boys, woo! And this, we're talking about top selling.
Yes.
So I'm going with BTS. Absolutely, they're international. And I think they're somewhere on the moon and Mars.
If I'm going with top selling song, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing Blinding Lights for at least 3 months in the pandemic. People were making videos about it. People were doing TikToks to it. It was kind of sort of that first song that kind of broke out before WAP and Savage came about.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. And The Weeknd is a finalist in 16 categories.
Wow.
I wonder, will this be redemption for him being shut out the Grammys?
Come on now, and I'm a Weeknd fan, so I can just redo my vote. But I love The Weeknd, and you're right, it might be.
This ain't Florida.
Is he gonna show up?
You can't recall votes over here, okay? I think he actually will show up. I think he'll show up just to show the Grammys. Like, this is what I bring to a telecast.
Yes.
And I'm here and I'm ready to accept my award. And I bet you, if he wins, he is going to slam the Grammys in his speech.
100%.
With Dwayne Wade, the Grammys in his speech.
Yep.
That is true. He will. I didn't think about that. Because, he's going to show up and he's going to slam them. And he's probably going to win. Now I'm mad. I take my vote back.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. You guys, don't forget the Billboard Music Awards are on NBC this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and our coverage starts at E. You know we got you covered from 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 Pacific, right here on E. Now, we'll be right back with more Daily Pop. Hold on, I'm just DMing Trevor Noah because I heard that he and Minka Kelly have called it quits. Various reports say they've gone their separate ways, and he was seen partying in Miami solo over the weekend. Gary, book my flight. Trevor once told Howard Stern couples should never live together, but then they allegedly bought a house. Was this a kiss of death for them and their relationship?
I mean, live together is one thing, but to buy a whole house, that's insane.
Trevor, you should have called me. I could have helped you find that house. I'm
just
saying.
And help you find that new girlfriend.
I was going to say, really? Yeah.
Guys, I'm in a working capacity here. Hello?
You better go for that private show in. You know what I always tell people? I always do the rabbi rule, where if a man gives you an idea, like let's move in or let's take it to the next level, I need you to ask me 3 times before I know you're serious. Because what they like to do is like to implant a little idea in your head, and the minute you start moving faster and putting a bra or a tampon or a shoe here, they freak out. And they're like, oh my God, you're moving too fast. Meanwhile, they were the ones that brought this up.
No, but come on, they bought a house together. That's beyond moving in together.
Now, allegedly.
Well, the thing is, if I bring a few things over to your house.
I'll look it up.
Because whose name is it in? You bought a house and it's in your name, or did you put my name on the deed also?
But that's what I'm telling you. Anytime you get into a relationship, especially in the pandemic, you got to be careful. It's either going to make you love one another even more, or it's going to make you hate each other because you're stuck in a space together and you can't move. This man lived in New York. You know how much space they don't have in New York? I think what happened with this couple was they started during the pandemic. It was one of those situations where you needed somebody. You needed a warm body next to you. She's hot. He's hot. They probably had a great connection. But when the world started opening up, it was like, what do we really have in common?
And then they start working. This is the problem. Trevor Noah probably needs a stay-at-home wife. Mm. He works a lot. Some men need to come home and the dinner's ready and you're there. They don't want to come home and you're off doing a job somewhere.
Do you know when you're selling a couple of house, you're like, this is going to last or this is not going to last from like the showing?
I feel like I always, honestly, am always rooting for them. But there are certain times, like there have been a few times where the man will say something I think really misogynist or something. And part of me is like kind of hoping that she either puts him in his place or maybe it's better that it doesn't last. And that has happened a few times where I'm like, ew, like I'll make a comment like, honey, this is where you'll be. And he's talking about the kitchen or something. And it's one thing if they really like to cook and it's what, you know, but I've just seen it where...
You have seen it. Well, how about this problem? I'm sorry. Maybe this might be not
Go
such
right
a grand
ahead.
Idea. What if they're not married? We're going to just buy a house together and we're not married? Of course you can break up. We're going to get married, then we're going to buy the house, because then I'm going to own the house.
Well, Kim, this is not 1950, and things have changed. Now, up next!
Excuse you! You marry me first, then we get the house. That's how he can leave her so quickly.
No, honey, put your name on the deed.
But we don't know that. We're going to check that at the commercial.
We're going to check that at the commercial break. Up next, who slayed on night 2 of the MTV Movie and TV Awards? We're breaking down the fashion, plus the pop-punk trend that's all the rage, and Chrishell's going to check whose name was on the deed when we come back. The award show with the longest name was last night, the MTV Movie and TV Awards, unscripted, unedited, and unreleased. The fashion did not disappoint. Let's start with one of our favorite ladies. Chrishell Stoss looked stunning in a yellow mini dress. Oh. Kim, you love this look. You didn't even know who it was.
I didn't know who that was. I said, out of all the outfits, that's the only one I love. Yes. And I absolutely love that.
Did you love it?
Thank you. I loved it. This is vintage Mugler. I felt like it was just like, you know, I feel like MTV, you want to do something fun. You want to, for me, I wanted to keep it short and I liked the bright color. So it was really fun. I loved it.
It brought me back to Beyonce Lemonade when she had the bat and she was running with that dress.
Oh my God.
That's what it's giving me. And I love the black shoes. This was amazing.
Yes. I love
absolutely.
You. That's my
winner. And you wore your hair straight. With this dress, I love the whole look.
She's single, honey. She was coming with that straight hair.
First trap.
Winnie Harlow worked the carpet in a bra top and matching skirt. How do you guys feel about this look? You know what? I'm gonna first start off saying I love the color. I love the cut of the dress. The top is amazing. I just felt like the rhinestones went around it too much at the bottom. I felt like the skirt could have did something different.
Yes, I'm not in love with it just because of satin and the rhinestones.
Yeah,
I feel that's like, the whole outfit, sorry.
I feel like, if you took the rhinestones off or maybe did the rhinestones like ombre coming up from the bottom or something that, I do like it and I like the cut, like you said.
But. No, for sure. Heidi Klum looked fire in her black bodysuit with a fishnet covering that showed off her famous leg and thigh-high boots that Kim would never be able to walk in.
No, I'm just mad at the whole outfit because I can't wear that.
I love this outfit.
It's so good. She can just walk out looking that good.
Hot.
I love this outfit. And I don't normally love everything Heidi Klum puts on, from the red nail to the fishnet laser cut. I'm obsessed with it. The hair, the makeup, this woman has never looked better in her life.
And she was so happy. There was such an energy. I think it makes her even hotter. You know, she came out there and she just owned it and she was smiling so big. I thought she totally owned the night.
That's what happens so when you got a younger man, honey. Now, while we're talking about fashion, if you need some outfit inspo, we've got you covered in this week's Tuesday Trends. You guys pull out your phone and scan that QR code now to find out where you can get all of these looks from. Now, the stars have been showing off their edgier punk, pop punk trend, from fishnets to metallics and plaids. Gwen Stefani, Miley Cyrus, and Vanessa Hudgens have been letting their inner rock star loose. Try it or trash it.
Now, let me tell you something. Now we're talking fashion.
You like this?
I will wear all of that. That is what you call, you don't have to think about it. You throw it on and you go. And everybody's like, oh my God, look at that fashion. But it's comfortable. You can go to the store to that. You can go anywhere in this. This is fantastic.
Are you going to Pavilions in a fishnet?
What?
Kim?
Yes. Tennis shoes on. She got on them little, with the bow. No. Honey, right there at the Pavilion, meet a man at the vegetable section.
I'm going to let Kim gather herself. If you're ready to step out and shine this summer, the gilded garments trend has been popping up lately. Olivia Munn wore it to the Vax Live event. Ashley Benson rocked it out wide at dinner. And Andra Day turned heads in this dress at the Oscars red carpet. I love a little gold moment. I'm here for that Ashley Benson coat. I can wear that everywhere.
I feel like the yellow is really, I just saw that there was a lot, there's been a lot of yellow lately. I personally love it. I feel like maybe because we've all been like
cooped
locked
up
too long and we need the sunshine and we're, yes. Maybe that's it.
I don't like the velour, going back to the velour look. That was like 2000s, early 2000s. I'm not.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. We only have 3 seconds left. Nick Jonas will be here. Have a good one.